Just a little clip whetting our appetite. That was a little clip from Act One, Scene One from Alice Ho's new opera, Chinatown. And it was called In Times of Leisure. And it featured the voice of a mezzo-soprano I'm very familiar with, the great Erica Iris. So once again, welcome to Classical Mornings, Alice. How's your morning going?
Great, yeah, glad to be here. Thank you so much.
We are glad that you are here too. So first of all, can you just, what inspired you to write this particular opera?
Oh, I was actually invited by City Opera Vancouver in year 2020. The story is, I think I received an email from the artistic director that I would be invited to audition to write two excerpts. And I think they were auditioning some composers for this beautiful libretto already written by Madeleine Thien, who is a well-known Canadian writer.
Yes, yes.
And, titled Chinatown. So, I went through the procedures and I got the job.
Well, you know, they're very lucky. And I guess you're lucky, too. So that is great. And just a little bit about the complexity of the story, just if you can encapsulate, what's it all about?
Chinatown is a story about following the life of a Chinese worker. His name is Son Pun, who seek settlement in the early, in 1890s, up to about 1960s. Mm-hmm. And there are two acts in the opera. The first act concentrate on, this worker came to Canada as a child, helping the father, seeking work in the building the railroad. Mm-hmm. And then he met a fellow worker. And so the two men develop an enduring friendship.
Mm.
And it's quite beautiful because it's follow their life, how they struggle, how they help each other. And Acts 2, follow many years, and Son Pun's friend died, but now he become the guardian of the granddaughters of his friend. And one of the daughter fall in love with a paper son, and a paper son actually is an illegal immigrant who has a false document, and this fellow and his granddaughter fall in love, and they want to seek new life, leaving the family. So it's quite a powerful story about reality, how history change, exclusion, and the young generation want to seek their futures. But at the end, we still have this strong bonding of love and family.
Mm. So, it really speaks to the Canadian-Chinese immigration, the history of all of that. I've listened to several of the marvelous clips. The orchestration of Chinatown uses many traditional instruments and different styles of singing, I think, as well. Can you just tell us more about the people in the ensemble and your writing process in this particular piece?
Right. This is a very challenging opera for me because, first of all, there's a blend of traditional Chinese instruments. What you heard in the excerpt is the erhu, which represents the voice of Son Pun. And there was also the Chinese cedar, the guzheng, and a whole bunch of Chinese woodwinds. And I have the piano, the harp, the percussion, the oboe, and string trio. So a colorful blend of Western and Chinese instruments to give the audience a fresh ambience of the setting.
But also being authentic. Right.
Yes. And I think it's unusual because I love the plucked string instruments. So in this piece particular, I have the guzheng, which is, the cedar, and also the piano and the harp. So it is nice to have that kind of authenticity of, a folk, the accompanied folk singing and everything. And for the cast, we have six leads. There are different roles for calatura soprano, mezzo soprano, soprano, and we have a wonderful baritone Matthew Lee.
Oh, I know Matthew.
Yes,
excellent.
He's fantastic. And also a beautiful tenor, Spencer Britton.
Yes. A sort of rising tenor in the Canadian opera world, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, I noticed in this particular excerpt that we heard that mezzo-soprano Erica Iris, she's doing something slightly different with her voice, and it's probably also necessitated by the fact that she's singing in Hoysanese dialect. And
right.
So my question to you is, why do you think it's important to preserve this Hoysanese dialect, and what about this region is remarkable to you?
Yes, I think very important. Chinatown is an opera anchored, you know, about Chinese Canadian history. And Hoisan is actually the main dialect spoken by the early Chinese immigrant who, you know, they work in North America, Canada, and you know, San Francisco. And at that time, the people from southern China, the Haisan County, formed the largest population of the working force, of the labor force. So this is the language they spoke. And of course, in the 1960s, there are people immigrate from Hong Kong and mainland China. And so the language, the dialect displaced by Cantonese and Mandarin. However, Haisanese is also the authentic dialogue. I want to use this language to, you know, represent the world of the characters. You know, the world they live their life and show their, you know, their emotional way. And so the opera is transformed authentically in that world.
Is it only sung in Haisanese or also in English?
It's Haisanese and English. Uh-huh. The first act is actually all written in Haisanese.
Okay.
And the second act, of course, you know, we go to the 1960s. So there will be English speaking, you know, in the lyrics and text.
Right. Now, I read that it, of course, I read the reviews of the premiere that you had in September. Why you are here today is because there is an online premiere of the recording. But I wanted to ask you, are there any plans on bringing the entire opera, Chinatown, to Toronto, please?
Absolutely. Yes. Of course, we are very lucky. I think City Opera Vancouver was so supportive to that.
Yes.
Got a big grant from Canada Council that make this recording possible.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for Leaf Music Label for, you know, releasing this wonderful recording that have the original cast. And I think they're talking about a collaboration with Vancouver Opera.
That's great.
And we hope there will be interest from, you know, opera company from Toronto.
Hello, Canadian Opera Company and so forth. Are you listening?
Yes. It is a very powerful piece. I think I was so moved because I don't speak Haisanese myself.
Mm.
I came from Hong Kong and it was not the language. No, it's supposed to be a language not being respected because I think when I was in Hong Kong, my domestic maid take care mm-hmm. of me, they all speak Haisanese. But I'm so honored to have the opportunity to discover this beautiful dialect.
And revisit the past. And mm-hmm. can you just tell us, in closing, where can people actually view it? Can they download it and listen to it? Or what's the process here?
Yes.
September the 8th is the date, right?
Correct. We'll have a virtual party on September 9th at 2 p.m.
Okay.
Toronto time or 11 a.m. Vancouver mm-hmm. time. So you will hear excerpts from, you know, the vocal piano, actually videos performed by the artist. And if you go to City Opera Vancouver website, there will be the complete list of arias for piano and vocal. But the album, you know, for the orchestration and the entire cast will be released by Leaf Music commercially on all digital platforms and also on physical CDs on September the 8th.
So is it leafmusic.com?
Correct.
So you can go there for that information, or to have even more information, you go to City Opera Vancouver?
Correct.
Wow. It's been a pleasure and a treat. We've been speaking with Canadian composer par excellence, Alice Ho, about the online launch of the recording of her new opera, Chinatown. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I hope it does well, and I hope that all sorts of people are listening to give this more footing in Ontario and beyond.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here today.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.